Been great to have your company today. Earlier on, we were talking about contested mark-taking ruck forwards that average more than a goal a game in their career and take more than five marks a game for their career. And Corey McKernan's name got thrown up on the text, and Corey McKernan even sent through a tweet. Two-time premiership player. He was a superstar of the competition. He did average five marks a game with his time at North Melbourne and Carlton, 237 games worth. And he kicked 310 goals as well over that time. So averaged more than a goal a game. And we all know Corey McKernan was a sensational player for a long, long period of time. But as a two-time All-Australian, and I think he had 29 possessions in a grand final as well. So that's one hell of a ruck forward performance. And he's been good enough to jump on the line and have a chat, given that he sent through a tweet and we thought we'd give him a call. Welcome to you, Corey. Great to have you on the show.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Yeah, very good. Nice tweet, by the way. Hold my beer. Are we going back to the future? Or are we now going to see some more Corey McKernans coming along who can kick more than a goal a game, take more than five marks a game, and be great ruckman and All-Australian ruckman as well like you were?
Yeah, but you know what it is, Dwayne? I think it's just more... I know that when I was at North Melbourne and done some ruck coaching over the journey, and everyone as players, and especially ruckmen, are no different, that when they weren't getting a game or they were getting taken off the ground, I just said to them a simple solution. If you can go forward and you can mark the ball, and I mean, you might only get one or two shots a game, but you can kick a couple of goals, all of a sudden you become invaluable to your team, but more importantly, you get to stay on the ground all day.
So do you think the reduced interchange, and if we reduce it even more, it's going to help that? The ruckman rests forward more often, and I'm talking about Tim English and Rowan Marshall, but Rowan Marshall and Paddy Wright, a double shot with one of them playing forward when the other one's rucking, is going to be the kind of potency that we saw back in the 80s and 90s.
It really does seem with the rule changes that we are going a little bit back to the future. I suppose the dust has settled over the first few, or starting to settle a little bit, and we're starting to see patterns in the game about how it's played. But yeah, and I think clubs are probably really going to put the onus on their bigger players to, to be able to do that. They don't want them to go sit on the bench, and if they can go forward, and they're all of a sudden you're a potent attack where you can, take your marks and kick goals, you become so invaluable.
So how did you rate your own performance after the game? Obviously the win-loss was big, but in terms of just looking at your own numbers or how you rated your own game, what did you measure yourself on mainly? Was it, we talk a lot about hitouts these days not being worth anything. Was it the contested marks? Was it the goals? What was it?
You know what? It's funny you say that, Dwayne. It was probably, if anything, it was probably marks. Like I always tried to take, not only just take marks, but as you mentioned, if you can take contested marks, and especially if, look, now it seems like if we are kicking the ball longer, that's what that art of taking contested marks, that's what'll really come back into the game. And I think we've seen with the defenders, they've been so used to zoning off and getting protection. Well, now they've got to learn to go and play on guys once again. But to answer your question, when it comes to me, it's like if I could, the hit outs were important, but for me, I felt like it was my ability to be able to win the ball and more importantly, take contested marks. And thankfully at North Melbourne, Dennis rated the way that either Wayne Carey or I was able to take contested marks.
So did we do ruckman a disservice for a decade and a bit by letting them ruck and then taking them off, and in essence sort of devaluing their ability to go forward and take a mark and kick a goal, and even playing on for the whole game with a minimal rest where they can play more centre half forward like you often did, play around the ground more?
I think, Dwayne, you're limiting their mindset. I think you're giving them an out to say you're only a ruckman, or you're only taking centre bounces, where, I don't know, I just had a totally different mindset, and it's hopefully going to suit the way that the game's actually being played move forward, that, you want guys to be able to go forward. And you know, it's adding more strings to their bows as player. And I think some of the players that, off air, I know that you mentioned, whether it was myself and even Spider Everett was good at that, but probably the greatest ruckman of all time. That's exactly what he did. Simon Madden, he was not only amazing with his ruck craft at the centre bounces, but more importantly, I think he kicked 578 goals, which for a ruckman is unheard of.
So who do you love watching the most now? Who do you rate now watching the game as the best ruck or two or three rucks in the game?
Look, I like them all, but I have mentioned, because I've told you that I do love guys that mark the ball, but I tell you what, if Nick Natanui one day can average about 4 or 5 marks a game, I do love watching him and the impact that he can have on the game. He's probably my favourite that I watch, but even like Max Gawn and Grundy and even Goldie, like the way that they go about it. And you know what, Dwayne? Ruckman is unique in the way that it seems like whoever has the responsibility of being the number one ruckman, they're all guys that virtually ruck for all 4 quarters. So this whole thing about resting guys and things like that, sometimes it's just a bit of a fallacy, because you see the guys that usually become all Australian, they've got the mantle at their own football club that they know they have to step up. And for whatever reason, ruckmen seem to love that.
And what about the old ploy of knocking into space, knocking it to centre-half forward?
Yeah.
Should that come back?
Oh, 100%. To be honest, I used to love doing that, and it probably frustrates me sometimes watching the game, and Nick Nat's been really good at doing that. But I think sometimes we want to be so precise and so, we want to put it to a spot. There's nothing wrong with just really smashing the ball to centre-half forward. I used to be able to do it like really well until I dislocated my shoulder, but to be able to do that and just break up play, look, like I said, Nick Nat's probably the best one at doing that. It really just breaks the space and blows the game right open.
Hey, and before I let you go, you've been doing some pretty good stuff in the mental health space that I want to give a plug to. So congratulations on what you've been doing.
Yeah, it's been amazing, Dwayne. I created something during the pandemic during last year called Walk With Me Online. And look, we just created Zoom walks where we can better help people with their mental and physical fitness. And then also a part of that, I've been interviewing the likes of Eddie McGuire, John Daly, Wayne Carey. But yesterday I got the opportunity to sit down with James Heard, which was absolutely fantastic. It was probably the best chat that I'd done, just because it was great to sit down with someone like Hurdy, but then Hurdy to be so open and honest about what he'd sort of been through and how he got himself right. It was an absolute cracker. So, I mean, for those people out there, go to Walk With Me Online and the interview will drop on Friday.
All right, on Friday, Walk With Me Online. Corey, great to have you on. I really appreciate you picking up our phone call, and thanks for tweeting it earlier.
No, not a problem, Dwayne.
The great Corey McKernan, superstar ruckman, and Walk With Me. If you want to check out any of the interviews that he's done, including that one, it'll drop on Friday with James Heard. A break. Max in Williams Landing, Mark in Listerfield, Huggy in Berwick, and AK in Brunswick will come to you. Stick around. More Dwayne's World next.